To my collaborators. To work or not to work. Our enterprise was the first one to raise wages when the value of money kept falling. And although the value of our currency has been going up for 2 years already, still few weeks ago, we were not considering to lower the wages. Nobody expected that the exchange rate of our currency abroad would double as it happened in the past few weeks. Our government profited from this occasion by revaluating our currency, regarding it as an advantage for our country. This state of currency, however, prevents the export not only of footwear, but of all other industrial products as well. At the present time, we are selling our shoes abroad for half the price of our production costs. Local consumers wait for price reductions before buying. A farmer coming to our store tells us, "I have sold my wheat for half the price. As a consequence, I don't intend to make purchases unless I can buy shoes for half the price as well." We are standing on crossroads, either to stop the production and dismiss all employees, as many factories have already done, or to adjust our production costs to new circumstances. The first solution would be the most profitable for our enterprise, as it would enable us to sell for appropriate prices and without losses all our fall stock, and to purchase new stock only when the raw materials price would be adjusted to world prices. This, of course, would harm the entire economy and labour in particular. We have therefore decided that in order to keep full production, we will lower our production costs so as to be able to sell shoes in average for half the price of last spring. This considerable shoe price reduction can be no longer economized on overheads only, and it became necessary to lower the wages of some employees and part-time workers by 40% and to adjust the piecework rates accordingly to this reduction. However, until an at least 50% overall price level reduction has been reached, we intend to supply our employees with food, clothing, and other everyday items for half of the market price of last May.